Blog Talk Radio.
Bup. No. Okay, hold on. Just leave it on for a second. Hey, all right, here we go.
Poop so much shirt is not in the livecast page.
Oh, the image? Yeah, I haven't updated that yet. I was going to do that tonight. Okay. All right, we're good. Okay, you can lower my mic.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. In honor of Women's History Month, this entire episode will be nothing but Noah chanting Mama Rubba and Rob screaming my wife, because we respect the ladies. And now, here's the Metal Injection Livecast.
No, Rob, that was a joke.
Oh, damn.
Robots can't joke, Darren.
And we prove it every week.
All right, welcome to another episode.
Here's what you missed behind the scenes. All of us went around the room burping because we're drinking our vintage out of a can. So all the
seltzer out of a can.
Just like we do every week.
Well, every week it's out of a bottle.
No, I'm just saying the burps.
And who are we? Well, I am Ravishing Rob. To my right is Noteworthy Noah.
I like Nutrish Noah.
Opposite her is Symmetrical Sydney.
I like that.
And then we have Dazzling Darren Delgado.
Ooh, Dazzling.
To my left. Those nicknames courtesy of El Dorito.
Very nice.
He's just good at everything, isn't he?
Not too good at clearing his nose.
Thank you for making that joke for me.
We all got it together. And we want you to be a part of the show. You can call in anytime you want. 213-WIDE-NUT. Got a lot to talk about this week. We have some callers. By the way, the number is 213-943-3688. Kick it off with 814. You're on the air.
Hey, Livecast. How's it going?
Pretty good. Who is this?
My name is Mitch. I've been listening to you guys since the start of 2018. Rob, Darren, Sid, Noah, nice to talk to you guys.
It's a pleasure to talk to you as well, Mitch. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Brookville, Pennsylvania. It's a little backwards town. There's nothing much here, but I'm here.
Is that where the church married their guns and the schools had to close down because of it?
That sounds like something that would have happened here. I've lived here for about 5 years, but I grew up in Indiana, PA, about an hour. But I do want to thank you guys so much for everything that you do. Whenever I found you guys, I found you on iTunes, and I was going through some really bad personal things in my life. I was really depressed, and I wasn't talking to anybody. I was in a position where I couldn't really socialize with people, and then I found you guys, and it was just like it brought happiness to my ears every day, and I couldn't wait to listen to you guys all the time. It's great.
So you felt better about your ability to socialize after hearing how antisocial we are.
Like,
a little bit.
Like, listen to how cynical these motherfuckers are.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's really great. I've recently gone through a lot of changes, and you guys, in a way, have helped give me courage. Like, okay, I was working kind of a dead-end job at a lumber mill. My tyrant of a ruler older brother became my boss, and then, like, the whole mill catered to him, and even though my position, before he became supervisor, I was telling him what to do, and he didn't know how to do the job. He became the boss. And then he puffs his chest out and throws his weight around. Like, so I got out of that place, and I'm going back to school right now. So,
did you escape with all your fingers from the lumber mill?
Oh, yes. That's a big pet peeve of mine. You can't play guitar without fingers.
Okay. Yeah, that would be a big pet peeve if I lost one of my fingers. I'd be very peeved. I lost a finger.
What are you studying for, Mitch, in school?
That's a little bit embarrassing, but I'm actually going back to get my high school diploma. I'm 27 years old, and whenever I was 17, I had a big head, and I wanted to play guitar in a band and just run around and be a punk kid and not care about school. So I'm now taking online classes to fix that mistake.
Well, I can stand in solidarity with you because I also did not graduate on time. I dropped out because of a goofball shithead. And went back when I was 19 years old, not 27, nothing, but there's nothing wrong with that anyway. And I got my diploma very easily. It's just, you know, your head's not in the right place and you get your shit together and you go
like,
back and do it.
I think there's like, you know, there's not like one set time for everybody. And that's kind of like what pisses me off about like the school system is that like, especially with like higher education and stuff, it's like, not everyone is ready for that.
Yeah, it's very regimented.
But it's nice that you're taking your own time and, you know, everybody grows at their own pace.
I actually feel that our school system was so shitty that I was bored. Like, I used to, like, I was really into math when I was a kid, and I would just read math books and stuff like that. And when I got to high school and we were doing, like, fractions and stuff, it was very boring to me. And not to act like I'm so smart or anything. I feel like I was just kind of like autodidactic. Like I would always like kind of feed on information on my own, and then the school was teaching it to me at a shitty pace. And I have very, very little willpower, and I get frustrated very easily. So I think I just became a shitty kid.
My favorite thing about said is that you're like, not that I'm so smart or anything, and then the very next word out of your mouth was autodidactic.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Really? Is that it? All right. Sorry. I teach myself things.
By the way, Rob's mic has been muted this whole time because he's stuffing jalapeno popper cheese doodles.
I'm so glad.
Is that what took you guys so long? This is the first time I get to listen live, and it's 7 o'clock. Is like I hope they're okay. Like, did something happen or?
Well, we'll fill you
just a little bit.
Listening live. This basically happens every week.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever done a show at on the dot.
Something always comes up.
To be fair, in our defense, we've only been doing this for 9.5 years.
Yeah.
We'll get it. We'll get it eventually. I don't know.
Back to the school thing real quick. Whenever I was a kid, like, I had a really crappy attitude, and I developed a really good work ethic because I dropped out of school and I always had to work in order to get guitars or get from point A to point B. I always worked somewhere. But working in the lumber mill, I actually became a lumber inspector, and I learned how to do all kinds of math. Like, I can multiply and divide fractions in my head on the fly, and I could never do that stuff when I was a kid. And I have a much more mature aspect of getting my work done and actually going back and not screwing around. So, yeah, Noah's right. It all depends.
You're taking more seriously than you did when you were 18.
Right.
So that's commendable.
Good.
Yeah.
We're proud of you.
Can you do some multiplication for us?
Oh, yeah.
Air?
Let's see how
What is 854 times 155?
Oh, that's hard.
Really?
Fractions.
Oh, fractions? Okay. What is 1/7? What is 3/7 times 5/8?
3/7 times 5/8. You're getting into. I'm gonna have to get some pen and paper out to do this.
That's alright. I won't hold you to it. But.
We do more like halves and quarters. It's like measurement and stuff. We're measuring lumber and like taking cuttings out to find good wood.
All right. What's half of two?
Half of what?
Two.
Half of two is one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Did I just say? I didn't realize what I was doing until the words were coming out of my mouth. I'm like, oh, this is good on two levels. Oh.
Well, Mitch, thank you for listening. And
what is half of two levels?
Not gonna get it.
He didn't really say it. Sid didn't say
Wait, Mitch, let me ask one more question.
Oh no. So you've been listening since the beginning of the year. Do you just listen to the new episodes, or have you gone to the archives?
Well, I've gone back into the archives to about episode 400. So Yeah. I started around New Year's, and I kind of went backwards through iTunes, and then I found out you could only go so far on iTunes, and it was really crappy because I don't have Wi-Fi at work, so to listen to you guys at work, I have to use up all my mobile data.
We're working on a solution to get the entire archive up to be streamable somehow.
We're going
to
sell CDRs. We're going to manually burn CDRs right. with all the episodes and sell them.
Hand them out in Times Square. You know what I mean? You like the podcast? Do you have a favorite moment so far of the episodes you've heard of the last 52 episodes?
We already won him. We can't keep talking.
It's okay.
About him.
We could do it.
Oh, the Dave Mustaine skits by far, man.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
All right, we've
I
done our
love
story.
It. It's so great.
Awesome. Well, thanks
for
listening.
Me a migraine headache.
All right, let's go to 734 on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hello, Livecast, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because of Rob Noacid and 3D. They make me laugh till I go pee pee. That's all I got.
That was good.
Great.
Oh, you know, it was me. I'm so flattered. Hey, what's up, guys?
Just doing a podcast. You know,
Rob saved your phone number.
Oh, damn. Have you guys started talking about farts yet or what?
Oh, not yet. We've been burping.
We can.
We've been burping.
Do you have something to say about farts?
I have a couple things to say about farts.
Shoot.
Well, first I'd like to say the two times throughout your entire show that I've laughed the hardest are both fart related. And the time I laughed second hardest was the fart that was put to a musical scale that Noah shared with you guys. It was like that Rob wasn't there, but there was like a fart set to like arpeggio and like major or something or another.
Yep,
that was good. And then the time that Josh from Wales called in and he suggested a band for Thrash It or Trash It, and there was like the 30-second like intro where you guys turned it into Toilets in Outer Space, and you put reverb on the farts, and it made it like exponentially funnier.
Yep, I remember that.
I swear to God, like who would have ever thought that adding reverb to farts would make it that much funnier? I've never laughed that hard in my life. But anyway, I wanted to bring up the question. Darren brought up the idea like maybe a year or so ago that you guys all record your own farts and then you have a contest to see who could guess whose fart was whose, and that never happened. So are you doing it or what?
Something that's always on a sort of like on the back burner, that's like, oh
yeah,
we should do this.
I've been farting on my phone this whole time. Like when I played my farts on the show, that was me collecting farts for that segment.
I just forget to record my farting.
Yeah. Hard. What always happens to me is I'll rip a really good audio fart, like a great sounding fart, and I'm like, fuck, like why didn't I record this shit?
Yeah.
You don't think about it, and then like you really need to take a day, set it aside, and say, all right, I'm gonna eat like beans and fucking like White Castle, and then
tofu.
Yeah, and then tofu makes farts.
Oh my god!
Oh, the worst.
I'm not a tofu guy.
The worst.
Here this week, the next morning through afternoon,
non-stop.
My internals are cleared out. Well, maybe I'll eat tofu just for this project, even though I can't stand it.
Have some mock duck.
I don't like mock duck. I've had that like by accident. Like I've ordered duck and they just give it to me. I'm like, what the
Weird.
Fuck did I just bite into? I found that fart symphony, by the way. If you want to hear a little,
sure.
Think this is it. Is it? Beautiful.
So funny.
One last fart thing before you let me go. Sid, I love you for you announcing when you farted or when someone else calls you out for your farts, because I rewind every time to listen to see if I can really hear it, and I usually always hear it.
Because I don't try to hide it. Like, when I do it, I'll, like, lift up one of my butt cheeks, like, very dramatically so everybody knows exactly what's happening.
He lifts the one near me.
Well, it's because I'm usually sitting facing that way, so it's just how I'm tilted already.
Mm-hmm.
I would hurt my spine if I did it the other way.
Hurt your spine, please.
I should aim it at Bruno.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He probably, like, sniffs shit.
No.
Oh, is that Noah's?
That was a little sample.
Noah held. That wasn't Noah having her cheeks
that
up to the mic, by the way. That was a recording.
That was my fart from October 28th, 2016.
Oh, my God.
That's
how
long we've been talking about
this.
That's
so young and innocent, man.
That's a stale-ass fart.
Do you remember what you were?
I don't know. All of these are in October. I guess that's when we, like, brought up the idea.
We should get on that. We should get on the fart train here.
We will also sell burned CDRs of Noah farts.
The only
people
thing,
want to buy that.
Like, the only thing is, I don't know how the logistics of the game would work, because what if you get your own fart randomly? You're gonna know that's your fart. Maybe we should have the callers.
The callers guess. One of us.
Different. Maybe you should just thrash or trash each other's farts.
That's a good idea.
Blend the segments.
I like it. All right.
All right. Good stuff.
Well, thank you for your fart related commentary, Kyle.
Yeah, definitely. Goodbye.
A goodbye.
Goodbye. Wait, can I say one more thing?
Yes, you can say one more thing.
Yeah, Darren, sometimes he's like, oh, I wish you guys would give me a little warning before you won or whatever. Like, Darren, what kind of warning would you like before you won people? I don't know. Like, what kind of warning
just
would work?
He about 8 times in a row.
Well, what I mean
like
by that
visual.
Is like, yeah, give me something in the room that you're going to try to trick this person into wanting.
And because sometimes I'm doing something else with sounds and I have to go scurry over to the other soundboard. Darren
sound
means
bar.
A visual cue, not a audio
not
cue.
Not from a listener.
Behind the scenes.
No.
But I do have a slightly new system that isn't necessary anymore.
You know what else you got, Darren? You got a beard.
I do.
I got a beard. Sid's got a beard.
And in
Noah
the morning,
shaves her beard.
Noah has a beard. Yep.
And if you've used, and I want to mention that for an enviable beard and healthy feeling skin underneath, opt for beard care from Just for Men. They're the number one beard experts.
Soften up, smooth out, beard on. With 25 years of men's facial hair expertise, Just for Men knows beards. And they've got a full line of supremely fine products to prove it, including face and beard wash, beard conditioner, beard oil, and beard balm. The face and beard wash helps prevent beard itch, unclogs pores, calms and moisturizes, and deep conditions. Meanwhile, the beard oil is light and non-greasy and smooths and softens without clogging pores. The beard conditioner deep conditions while calming and moisturizing skin underneath. And the beard balm offers superior hydration, fights itch and dry, flaky skin, and helps prevent ingrown hairs. All using soothing oatmeal, aloe, chamomile, and jojoba oil. Wow. So kiss your average beard goodbye and usher in your softest, smoothest, bestest beard and skin underneath.
Put your best beard forward. Visit jfmbestbeard.com and use promo code BESTBEARD25 to get 25% off your purchase.
Sweet.
Excellent.
Beard Bomb was my nickname in high school.
Yeah. That's a balm.
Rob's nickname now.
I do have a
jojoba
chip,
oil was my nickname in high
balm.
School.
I thought it was jojoba. I didn't even think the...
I might have bungled
that.
That.
In my
That's
life.
Possible. I've only seen
You're
it spelled
right.
out. But
You're probably right.
I might have seen it, like, I think I've only seen it spelled out, so I might have bungled that. But I think it's jojoba.
We'll workshop. We'll do a search.
You let us know what you think. 213-WIDENUT. It's 213-943-3688. I want to talk about this Take controversy.
Oh, again, who cares?
Really quickly, because apparently, really what I want to talk about is Antifa, because that's what I want to clarify here. So, since the last episode, the band's entire tour has essentially been canceled. It has been canceled because every venue dropped them. And a lot of the venues were getting threats from people who identify themselves as Antifa, saying that if the show wasn't canceled, they would show up to the show and there would be problems. Essentially threatening violence. Now, here's where some people who typically, I don't want to pigeonhole, but from what I've noticed, right-wing people blow up and go like, Antifa is a terrorist organization. They're fascists.
Right.
They're trying to censor Take. All this bullshit. Here's the thing. Antifa cannot be a terrorist organization because there's no organization.
Right.
Who's the leader? Where do you go to sign up? What's the membership fee? What are the clauses of membership? Where's the ID card? It's like anonymous. It's like anybody can say they're Antifa.
Right.
There's no. It doesn't mean it. It's a meaningless faction. It's not like my comparison was. It's not like the NRA, and I don't mean that in this specific instance. I am not slighting
the
NRA. Yeah, the NRA is an organized association.
That's right in the name.
Yeah. So that's what that. It's just like anyone who is anti-fascist condones violence, because apparently we want. A very vocal person that I know, I don't even want to use the term acquaintance, was like, this is unbelievable. Metal Injection condones violence from anti. And it's like, nobody's condoning violence. Why? What? Like, where?
Rob, you condone violence every day when you stretch your balls violently.
That is with consent.
That's self-violence. No,
that's
consensual
allowed. Violence.
Your balls signed a waiver? Show it to me. I want like two ink blots on a piece of paper as proof that your balls consent.
You want my ball blops?
That would be
ball
a really
blots.
Great like episode 500 like anniversary if all
just
you guys
Rob
had like your balls.
Ink.
Balls.
We could get custom truck nuts made and we could sell them. It'd just be Rob's balls.
You want me to mold my nuts?
Well, I have a dick molding thing.
What?
You could do it.
What? Why do you have a dick mold? Is this a new
when
hobby?
When Corpse
for you?
Grinder sat in, she wanted a new dildo.
Penis
so.
Casting kit. You want it? You want to do it? For our 500th anniversary?
Yeah. I love light bulbs. Also, it's not a 500th anniversary. We haven't been around for 500 years.
Well, 500 episodes. We got to do something big.
Is that a real penis picture on the side, or is that...
Did we get that
product
from Adam and Eve when we did their promo thing?
I want to say this is a product.
I think I got that from
real.
Sirius.
I thought we got that like from a
it
sponsor.
It wasn't from Adam and Eve. It was from just like a giveaway box at Sirius. It was in the kitchen.
Yeah, I can't tell. That does look. What do you think? That picture, is that real or
is that? You're saying, is this the real penis or is this the product?
Yeah. If that's the product, then oh my God, that's a great product.
I think. All right, here's what I think.
Cock.
Here's what I think. As I peruse the penis on this.
Stroke that, chef.
I think that this is a real penis, but they're trying to pass it off as that's the
penis.
Oh, okay.
That would be my guess. Also, look, there's like light, medium, and dark, and it's like to specify which one this is, and
yeah,
it's checked medium.
Yes.
So what is that? Like a Middle Eastern person?
I was going to say it's appropriate for Rob, but now I can't.
Well, Rob is Middle Eastern. He just has an issue with you calling him a Muslim.
I'm half Middle Eastern.
Well, you have some Middle Eastern. That would not be inaccurate to say.
I like that it says penis casting on it and we're podcasting. Very close.
Cock casting.
Cock casting.
Do it,
dirty
Rob.
Dick.
How about we take a poll to see if Rob should stick his poll into the mold?
Should we do a poll?
Also, like that, you've had that sitting here for like 3 years. Is it?
Yeah, it's so
like,
dusty.
Yeah.
There's like
it might have just hardened.
The mold has grown mold.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable.
I already have a penis.
Yeah, I already have a penis.
If I had a penis, I would stick it in there.
You have other things.
You can't cast anything you want? It has to be a penis?
I guess.
Well, it's shaped for that.
Is it really? I thought it was just a mold. Like you have the materials.
Why don't you cast your fist and you could do one of those like fist dildos? No, your hands are small and
I'm
ladylike.
I'm not into that.
Well, you're not.
It could be a gift.
Gonna be fisting anyone.
It could just be a
mold.
A gag gift for the show. That's
wow.
All.
A gift that makes someone gag.
We could just like give it away as someone gets his.
Yeah.
Well, or your foot. You can make a foot pussy.
Yeah. And the kit comes with a waterproof orb vibrator with a remote control. That's pretty cool.
Jeez.
A handheld grip attachment. Huh?
Would you put the vibrator in the mold?
Yeah, I guess you like stick it in there after. That's weird. I don't. A compression ring. You want that for your balls?
Rob's into
that. I don't want anything compressed. No.
Preferred pigment silicone rubber. I guess that's what Darren was talking about. And a casting cylinder. All right.
All right, we're learning so much.
I was just staring at Noah as she peruses the penis cast.
Area code 334. From the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hi, this is Jay from Alabama.
Hello, Jay from Alabama. How are you?
I'm good. I would say long-time listener, yeah, but I call rarely. I think the last time I did was like in the 280 era of the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of scared to derail the conversation.
That's all right.
Because
that's
I've got
okay.
something to talk about, but it's really kind of unrelated.
Our entire podcast format is derailing the conversation.
Yeah,
so.
Go for it.
Fuck, please. You're right. That's right. Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to get right into it. I have always been kind of a big fan of, you know, Italian food. You know, everybody likes pizza and shit, and that's not really Italian food anymore.
Okay.
But I recently discovered something called stromboli. Mm-hmm. And it is the best shit ever to me.
Very good.
In Alabama.
Is this
no,
Alabama?
No.
Sorry,
you guys are breaking up a little bit.
Go ahead.
But I was wondering if anybody had some strong opinions on stromboli or some recommendations for, I don't know, the frozen food products are mostly all I've been able to find here in this wasteland known as the South.
So for those of you, I just have to look up to make sure. Stromboli is essentially a fancy hot pot.
Yeah, and I like that you're in Alabama. You have an Alabama hot pocket. Isn't that like a sexual jeopardy term?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've described it as a long hot pocket too, but I think it's a little bit more than that, you know?
Of course, yeah. Well,
because
it's high quality meat.
Yeah.
With meat and sauce in it.
Yeah.
And I've been looking up, you know, ingredients and stuff, and it's actually fairly simple to prepare yourself.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what I'm thinking of trying to make the perfect stromboli.
The perfect
and
stromboli.
I wanted to know.
Here we go. Sausage meat, pepperoni, tomato sauce, mozzarella. Boom. That's the stromboli.
That's it?
And sauce on the side. That's it. What else do you need?
Parmesan.
Okay, sure.
Well, I mean, I know Rob's a big fan of cold cuts and stuff and fancier kind of deli meats. I don't know if he had some wilder ideas.
Gabagool?
Oh, yeah. You
need a...
Well, here's the thing. I feel with the stromboli, like, not all cold cuts are good warm. Like, not all cheese.
Right.
Like, I'm not too crazy about, like, a Gouda cheese warm is a little too savory for me.
That's not Italian.
Yeah.
You
got to do the
provolone.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe the provolone if you want to be a little experimental instead of the mozzarella.
How about some chalidit?
No, God.
But then you could try to do like a French stromboli, like you do it with ham and Swiss.
Brie?
Wait,
or it's French,
some brie.
You put Swiss cheese in it?
Yeah.
Like
sure. Do it at
the problem down here is finding this stuff.
Broke the dam.
Well, I feel like if I was in New York or somewhere, it would be a lot easier to put together sort of a more extravagant stromboli, but like I said, it's just so horrible here as far as, you know, good meats, cheeses, all that kind of stuff.
We are very spoiled in New York with our pizza and Italian takeout.
How about some Zernistaya?
What is that?
Rice salami?
Oh, my favorite is Alexanderstaya.
Yeah, Alexanderstaya. How about Olodi?
What does that even look like? No, it's just
those are some ideas.
They don't have that in Alabama. You're not helping him, Noah.
You add a little bit of
a little sour cream. That's good. Now, in Alabama, are there pizzerias that aren't like a chain, that aren't like a Papa John's or a Domino's?
They're whites only.
I mean, not here. I'm in the capital city. But if you go to some bigger cities like Birmingham or Mobile, you're going to find a lot better stuff. But I'm pretty stuck. Huh?
Montgomery.
The capital city isn't a...
It's a really shithole place.
So why are you there?
I can't get out.
You can.
Are you
in prison? On your head.
It's a little bit like a prison, seriously.
All right, so what is...
I mean, the job opportunities are horrible.
I was going to ask you, what is so miserable about living there? Give us some details.
Yeah.
I mean, you all have the stereotypes of the South, you know, the ready, and most of them are pretty damn true. But Montgomery is kind of a unique place because it's a very kind of historical civil rights place, you know? And we have kind of a, like, I don't know, it's really bad here. Like, the rich people are extremely rich, and the poor people are extremely poor. And both of them despise each other. So,
that's everyone.
I don't know. Well, it's the perfect... Well, I still live with my parents, unfortunately, who are kind of well off, but I didn't go down the right career path that they wanted me to do.
What did they want you to do, and what did you end up doing?
Well, my dad is a government attorney, and my mother she's been in the public school system for a pretty long time and makes good money for a teacher, but they made me go to this kind of prestigious private school here, not because they're, I don't know, it's basically here, like, we have a lot of rich white people and poor black people, and the white flight is extremely real. So they sent me to a private school kind of as a way of, oh, we don't want him raised around all that riffraff.
Wait, the rich
and
white people?
And because of that, huh?
Which is the riffraff? The rich white people or the poor black people?
I mean, I think it's the rich white people, honestly. But I don't know. It's not even a race issue. It's more of like a class issue. And they didn't want me growing up a certain way. Like, people joke about, oh, my dad's racist, but really he just wants all the black people to act like a put together white guy who's got the great job and the big house. So much of Montgomery
acted more like him.
They just forgot about their culture and just adopted his culture.
Just be American.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that, but I don't want to get into the whole, like, minority-majority aspect of it all because it's, I don't know, but getting back to, like, what they wanted me to do career-wise, they wanted me to be, you know, getting that six-figure job and going to law school or some sort of doctoral program. And me, I was not the strongest student, and I kind of ended up at a liberal arts school as a guitar major, and that didn't really work out.
How did you break away to become, I'm assuming, a metalhead?
Or to, like, become an individual.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how did you form your individualist personality?
My sister was a real sort of black sheep for the family, and she was really big. I think it was when I was, like, 11, she got me into, like, Iced Earth and Iron Maiden and Blind Guardian. And since then, I kind of went down, like, a, you know, I went down a metalcore hole and then came back around, you know, more death metal and stuff. And as a guitarist, I've just been a fan of kind of technical guitar work, so metal makes sense for that compared to a lot of more boring things like jazz.
Yeah, well, so I'm sure, you know, obviously metal, very abrasive type of music. Did your dad ever say something like, well, at least it's not hip hop?
You're not racist.
No, it's all equally shit to him. Oh, he's big into like older country music and classic rock.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that's all fine and all. I just, you know, being raised on a steady diet of like classic rock FM radio, it all got really old.
Mm. Well, it was old to begin with.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I got really tired of hearing like the same AC/DC songs and Lynyrd Skynyrd and all that bullshit. So,
yeah.
How
old
I don't know.
Are you?
I'm 25.
Okay.
Yeah, you have your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah, you still got your 30s to get back into AC/DC.
You should get an apartment with our listener Mitch in Pennsylvania. You guys have a lot in common. Could sort of
maybe start a band together.
Yes,
you're both guitarists.
Yeah.
Gotta find a drummer. You don't really need a bassist. Just hire a session.
I had a really, really nice 7-string guitar back in the day, but I pawned it for weed.
Oh my God. Thank you for bringing this up, because that was something I was like, I wonder what the weed is like in Alabama.
it's a gamble. It's always a gamble. You never know what you're going to get, and there's not much consistency.
And the law, I'm guessing the laws are pretty strict. I do believe
they're oppressive, to say the least.
But at the same time, though, it sounds like if you were to get picked up for weed,
yeah, you'd probably
somehow you'd be all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny. Like, I didn't pay a speeding ticket once, and my dad, who used to be a big pothead himself before he became Mr. Conservative Straight Lace, he was such a big fucking pothead, like I said, and he had to come up to the college, like, where it was located, and go to, like, the courthouse and, like, sweet-talk the judge into dropping it.
Was it Roy Moore?
Because I didn't pay it. And the worst part of it is, when he got into my car for us to drive there, he was like, it smells like skunk in this car. What is that smell? What is that smell? I just don't know.
Now, how do you know your dad was a big pothead before?
I have heard about it. Like, he was apparently a lot more like me when I was when he was younger. And I don't know, him having like a kid and getting married and all this, it kind of, he said it like straightened out his whole life, which I think in a lot of ways is bullshit, but I don't know.
How many ounces of weed does a guitar get you?
Oh, God, it was so bad. I always joke that if I was addicted to something worse like crack, I'd be dead by now. Because that was like an $800 Ibanez guitar that I sold for like $175 to a guitar center.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Feel free to call back anytime. You don't have to wait 200 episodes.
Oh, I wanted to ask that guy a question. I have a little of the giveaway. Another trivia question about us. But bless
you. Was that the most random subject for a call you've ever had before? Like,
Stromboli.
What would be your perfect Stromboli ingredients? I can't think of a more random topic.
I don't know.
And then to veer into life growing up in Alabama.
Yeah,
like,
pretty random.
This is why I love our listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Stromboli is one of those things that you eat it and then you feel it coursing through your body like cholesterol, just clogging your arteries.
It's like if a deep dish pizza was a sandwich.
That's a good way to put
it.
Is it like a kulibiak?
No, stop just saying random Russian
words,
please. What
are you talking about, woman?
Now, what are you just saying things?
Okay,
and saying you love them?
This is like a racist term in Russian.
Is a
probably.
Fish
like
loaf
a
with rice, hard-boiled eggs, mushrooms, and dill.
You're like
fish loaf.
You're like Steve Carell from Anchorman. I love Kubiak. I love it. Are you just saying
Kubiak.
You love it because you saw it on the internet? I love Kubiak.
You know what it is?
It's a fish loaf.
Can I just tell a really quick story?
About how you love Kubiak?
And Guriev porridge.
Wasn't he in the NHL?
That's a Russian porridge dish prepared with semolina and milk with the addition of nuts, kaimak, and dried fruit.
Well, that clears that up.
So, over the weekend, I went to a Russian bathhouse.
Oh.
Except it didn't have pools or anything. It was just
or
like
Rob naked.
Or Rob naked. And it was co-ed, which was really interesting.
Yeah. Did you see some shuns?
It was not nude.
Oh.
People were just like in their bathing suits. And we started off in the dry sauna room. Then we worked our way into like there's like the hottest room where it's just like this wall of like hot rocks. And it gets to be like 300 degrees in there.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
so
awesome.
We went in there, and then you're supposed to get really, really hot, and you jump into the cold pool. So I went and I like jumped in the cold, like ice. It's just like almost at freezing temperature. Mm. And then I got out. I went into the sauna after, and then I went into the Schwitz. So now I know the difference between everything. So in the Schwitz, it gets really hot, and they give you a bucket of water, and you like throw it on yourself to cool off.
What do you, Steve Harvey?
Yeah, it's basically that.
It's almost, it kind of feels like there's a sear on your skin because your skin, your nerve endings don't know how to react. It's a nice little high.
Yeah, basically.
Was that you in the, in the sauna? Okay.
So, the first encounter with a rude Russian person
was in 1983.
Was when I moved to the United States, Brooklyn, New York, in 1990. At the Schwitz, like we were in the Schwitz, and there was like this one guy, and he had like a towel like wrapped around the top of his head, and he was just like walking into every room, like in like putting the coals inside of the thing, and just like acting like he owned the place. And
did he, in fact, own the place?
No. He was just the guy that goes there regularly. Because my friend who's been there before told me that she saw him there last time and he was talking to her. So he was like, oh, you ladies, you need to go up a step. You gotta really get up and get hot. And then, so we're just like, okay, fine, whatever. Thanks for the advice, blah, blah, blah.
He pulled out a flamethrower.
He's like, you got to do the rooms in the right order. You got to get really, really hot. So then we went into the lava room and we saw him in there and he was like, yeah, you stay here, you're going to feel like a baby. And I thought that he told me that we're going to have a baby. And I'm like, I don't want that. And he's like, what? You don't want that? Why you don't want that? You're like a baby. And I thought again, he said, you're going to have a baby. I was like, why would I want a baby? And he's like, no, not that you are going to have a baby. You're going to feel like a baby. And I was like,
still weird.
He seems very passionate about what seems like a silly line.
Yeah.
That your skin's going to be a soft.
He got so offended when I was like, I don't want that. You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, so then there's like this area where the cafeteria is. You can go get some juices and they have homemade Russian food. They have kubliak. They have haladiet with chicken feet and like a cow. Cow balls.
Did you run
whatever.
Back to the guy and say, I want to have your baby now? That's less disgusting than this food.
But they had like, vareniki.
Oh, I like that.
They had borscht. I ordered the
that
borscht.
That I don't like. You named one thing I like so far. Vareniki is good. That's like little dumplings.
You don't like borscht?
They had the Alexander.
Skaya.
The best.
Piroshki.
Listen, only thing I want to say is, if you make kubliak, you got to make arroz con gandules. This shit don't fucking match.
It don't fucking match.
I want to see what that guy thinks of fish loaf. Give him a plate of fish loaf.
So
he's still breathing. Oh, God.
The fucking shit. I love when he goes the fucking shit. Don't eat. Fuck you, the fucking shit.
Don't eat anything, fuck you, the fucking shit.
I used to say that all the time. That's such a New York thing to say. The fucking shit. It's not even a sentence. You just say that after you're mad at something. Fuck you, the fucking shit.
They had Olivier salad.
Oh, that's good.
It's olive salad.
Yeah. So it was time to eat, and I went in there, and There's basically a couple of plastic tables, and it's not a reservation. Like, you go, you take a break from the schwitzing, and you sit, you eat, and then you go back. So I went, I put my order in, I sat at the table, had my juice, and my friend came, we sat down, and there was, like, leftover food on the table. It was, like, a half-eaten watermelon, so we just kind of, like, pushed it to the
side. Why did you put it on the table? You wanted to.
So I push it over to the side, and we're sitting, and we're talking. All of a sudden, these, like, two old Russian guys come.
Hello.
This is my table.
You know? I see your name on it, Oleg. Fuck out of here.
So they, like,
the fucking shit.
They wanted to sit down.
Yeah.
So they, like went and they sat down and, like, started taking over the table. And
what?
We're like, okay. So we just stayed there. We're like, we'll just use this half of the table. It's not a big deal. And then our food came, and the people at the table on the other side of us left. And, the lady left this bag, you know, like those, like, shopping bags, the recyclable ones, the little tiny one.
Mm-hmm.
She left it there. But the table was clear, and we're like, oh, our food is coming. Let's just sit here and eat. So we're sitting there. We're eating. We're hanging out. And then the couple comes back, and she gives us this huge attitude that we took over her table. And it's like, what, this is your name on it? You know,
yeah.
There's no reservations here, and we're sitting here and eating. You're just sitting here. Like,
rear naked choke. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Throw on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is I went with all of my jiu-jitsu girls.
Oh, shit.
So we were all, like, you know, prepared to kill.
Okay.
But the thing with jiu-jitsu is that you don't let other people cause ire in you.
That's what I would have been doing.
So I watched my friend handle that lady very calmly.
Boring.
But it's just like,
you like to watch your friend handle ladies?
I guess because I don't really live around Russians anymore, I forgot, like, how rude they are.
Of course.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I was sitting here.
No, there was no excuse me.
Well, right. That's true.
I was sitting here.
Get out of my seat, please. Oh, please.
They
wouldn't
say
that.
Yeah, they would say please.
For me, it is like nails on a chalkboard when I hear Russian in my peripheral hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I'm exposed. Not like that I'm exposed. That it's kind of like Roddy Piper in They Live. Like, only I can see these alien beings that are here to ruin the world. That's totally how
you
go.
Oh, my God. They were so rude. It's like, you're schwitzing. You're supposed to be relaxing. All the toxins are coming out of you. Why are you being so rude?
Well, this is them minus 70%
of
the toxins.
Yeah, this is actually them very calm.
Gosh,
you'd have had hollow jets in your hair.
Get out of from here! My table is how they would have said it otherwise, but they were very nice. I cannot get my usual obnoxiousness up to 11 because it's very hot in here.
Okay.
I'm shivitzing.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
We were talking about dick molds earlier, right?
Uh-huh.
Is there an update on that? My dick has not been molded yet.
Oh,
we should do that on the show. You know what? Next
but,
time Sean comes, we'll mold his dick.
Oh, I'm sure he'd be up for it. I don't want to see his dick,
He's stopped even promising to come back.
I
haven't given up that illusion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Told you. But anyway, what I was going to mention earlier is I saw this story, which I'm like, amazed, confused, disturbed, so many emotions. The headline of the story relates to metal injection. This guy injected his dick with stem cells to try to make it bigger.
How'd that go?
And
how
basically,
did you just get stem cells?
This dude is Ben Greenfield, and he's kind of like a fitness goo, like a online personality.
Isn't he in Dillinger Escape Plan?
No, that's Ben Weinman.
Oh.
Ben Greenfield, though, so he uses technology, combines technology and fitness and whatever.
Wait, doesn't he run Metal Sucks?
Different.
No,
Ben. Different.
Oh.
Ben.
God, how many Jewish Bens are there? Jesus Christ.
Very common Jewish
Benjamin?
Name.
Benjamin? What do you mean, Benjamin? You don't know Benjamin?
Ben Stein?
Oh.
Breaking Benjamin?
Is? Well, it might have.
Dominic Benjamin.
Story.
Well, anyway, so there's been research to use stem cells
to curb erectile dysfunction. And there's a company called U.S. Stem Cell in Florida.
Of course, Florida.
Yeah, because where else would they be allowed to do this? That actually does these injections for ED.
You better grab that penis injection domain so you can sell it to them.
It's actually already taken for $85,000 USD. anyway, so this clinic last year unintentionally blinded three patients trying this stem cell therapy. Imagine going in being like, all right, maybe my ED will be cured, and then coming out blind?
Are their eyes in their dicks? Like, how did that happen?
Masturbated themselves blind. It's like the old wives' tale.
No, but really, how did that
happen? Hold on. I'll look at the deep link.
Maybe this will get, like, Republicans on board with stem cell research.
Yeah, so once the cock is involved.
They want to heal their flaccid, like, hanging penises that can't get hard, and they'll be open to some stem cells.
Chuck Grassley is all about this legislation.
Oh, I misread it. Okay, so the stem cell trial was not for ED. It was actually women who went blind. And it was a trial with women, with older women.
They were trying to get
women.
Their dicks hard.
Women.
But anyway, so this guy...
He just got some stem cells injected into him.
I don't like men no more.
So this guy was like, I wanted to go from good to great and to get a bigger dick. And he said he did. He said it worked. He said that he is noticeably better hung.
And only three women had to go blind in the process.
3 or 4 days after the procedure.
Who says better hung?
Ben Greenfield does.
It's just an old-fashioned phrasing, I would say.
3 or 4 days after the procedure, he said it was, quote, almost like it grew. His erections were also bigger. His penis got harder. And his orgasms were better. Although he said that might be a placebo.
The
orgasms. But the anatomical change in size cannot be denied.
But he doesn't give us actual numbers.
Well, here's the thing. Gizmodo asked Greenfield whether he had measured his change in size. And if this is a science thing, wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
I haven't taken out a ruler, he said.
It's totally bigger.
Explaining that he felt the size fluctuates too much to get a consistent measurement.
No, he's got a shape-shifting dick. What is
Well, I'm guessing the implication, you know, you get different types of boners. Sometimes you're like really erect. Sometimes you're like an 8.
Average it out.
Exactly. That's why I was like, measure it 5 different times, and there's your average.
His cock collided with a Higgs boson and split into 2 wave particles, disappeared to the fifth dimension.
8 more women went
He
blind.
Considers himself a, quote, biohacker.
What?
That's what it
is. So he's bi? So
what do you guys think about this?
Well,
I feel like stem cell...
Can you back up for a
second? Sure.
What is the blindness with the women? How does that connect?
How did that happen? It was another stem cell trial.
But what were they? Bigger eyeballs? Like, what were they trying to
So they
do?
Found this cock thing, like, as a result of experimenting on those women?
Just the clinic where he got this done. They did some trial last year where they blinded 3 women.
These blind women, their eyeballs are so veiny and girthy now. What can we do with this?
It was a stem cell procedure. It was a stem cell procedure designed to treat macular degeneration. Yeah.
And so all it did was accelerate the process? Jesus.
Yeah, now they're total degenerate.
That's so fucking sad, though, that the women had a legitimate health issue that they were trying to get fixed.
Can't help
like,
you
sorry,
with that.
We only made that worse. But the guy in the next room, his cock is so much bigger. You must be excited for
your eyes don't work anymore. That's the bad news.
Yeah, well, you can't see his huge dick.
But the good news,
but he's
got
a huge dick. Yeah. You can feel it. Yeah. You can still feel it.
You can rub it on your eyes. You'll both be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
So these women were already kind of going blind anyway. So fine. That's fine.
Sick bastard.
So do you want a bigger dick or your dick is just fine?
I'm fine. I'm okay.
What if all it took was just like injecting, like, you know, a little bit of some stem cells?
Yeah, like if it was some kind of like, you know, easy way to do it, sure, I would increase it. But I don't think like, you know, going to inject my dick, I feel like that's not worth all that.
I'm not sure.
There's got to be a better use for like, stem cells.
Like if I could put, you know, some Crystal Light in some water and drink it and make my dick bigger.
It would
I'd
make your
that.
Dick delicious if you put it in Crystal Light at the very least.
I'm not going to inject my dick. I'm not going to cut any fucking ligaments. Like I'm happy enough.
Yeah.
All right. So in the webinar, Greenfield explained how the procedure worked. Yes. Well, Greenfield had
through Trump University.
Oh no!
Special course.
Yeah. Greenfield had U.S. stem cell isolate stem cells from his body's fat cells. Then those stem cells were injected into the meat of the tissue of his penis. You don't feel a thing other than a little bit of pressure, he said.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't want anything injected into my penis. Yeah, because this seems very experimental.
Yeah. No.
You know. Yeah.
But this article does say that some early stage studies show that stem cells do show promise in treating erectile dysfunction in men, which I imagine would be very depressing if you can't get a boner.
To wind up being half fly like Jeff Goldblum. Yeah.
That would be sort of cool. That's the perfect crime. You just have your cock fly off and do what it's got to do. You can never trace it back to whose cock that was. Go have all sorts of fun.
Just you mean like have a detachable penis to like go rape women?
But that flies.
A flying detachable penis?
Just go fuck women with macular degeneration. Yeah. I'll never know who it was.
Or just like slit, have your cock just like if you find an attractive woman out and about, just have your cock fly into her apartment and go like in her vibrator drawer, and then maybe she accidentally uses your cock instead of a vibrator.
But wouldn't it be much hairier than her typical vibrator?
She can't
hair
see shit.
Hairy on the shaft?
Oh, it's just the penis.
It's just the dick itself.
It's just women with macular degeneration and a dildo drawer.
Yes. So all women with macular degeneration.
If only Harvey Weinstein thought of this.
Yeah, well, for him, yeah, that would be helpful on multiple levels.
What if he's behind this research?
Oh, my God.
He's figuring out how to make a detachable peen.
Well, he might be behind it because he's not behind bars.
Yeah, that's true.
Yet. So, yeah.
He's not going behind bars.
He's not behind any women. Am I right? He's not going to.
We don't know that.
Not right now.
He's got high-priced hookers that are probably coming over.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that doesn't work for him. He likes to persuade non-hookers into sex.
Well, they role play.
Oh, so, but he would know.
The role play is act like you would if I wasn't paying you right now.
Oh, get the fuck away from me.
And I'll just chase you around.
Are there any plants in this room that I can come in?
That's the easiest role play that hooker ever did with anybody.
Oh, this is a great song, King Missile.
Detachable penis.
No one on the planet has heard a second King Missile song.
Yeah.
I had the album with this on. I don't remember anything except this song.
I definitely heard this at like a store where I worked, and people would play it just because of this song, and then let the whole album play. And I don't remember anything.
Yeah, no, I don't. Did the other song sound like this? I don't know.
Can you play another song? Because I have no idea what's
going on. Filmed in the Lower East Side. You'll remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment and I couldn't find it. So I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine.
Did we find it on a blanket on St. Mark Street or something?
Yes. Outside, which restaurant? One of the places on Avenue A. What was that diner on Avenue A?
Continental.
No, that's a bar
on second, third Avenue.
Third Avenue, and it's going out of business.
Very sad.
I'm surprised it's still in business.
Hey, 5 shots for $10. 5 watered down shots for $10.
Remember cheap shots where like you drink free on your birthday?
Yeah, a $2 shot. I hear it here too much. Maybe.
I think this is already the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, back a little bit. Tommy to a broken toaster
oven. Some guy was shoving it. You gotta go back a little bit. Off him. He won't pass,
so I went to the Kia. There we go.
Then as I walked down 2nd Avenue towards St. Mark's Place, where all those people sell used boots and other junk on the street, I saw my penis lying on a blanket next to a broken toaster oven. Some guy was shoving it. I had to buy it off him. He wanted $22, but I talked him down to $17.
He sounds like a crazy homeless man you see on the subway.
Just needs his penis, man.
Another
the song is Martin Scorsese. Scorsese. Martin Scorsese stole my penis. Yeah. I didn't buy it from him at St. Mark's Place. Martin Scorsese.
My detachable penis.
I found a bunch of people with macular degeneration. Oh, and I just fucked all of them. I didn't know who I was. I never will.
Oh. A little privacy. This was written before The Departed came out, by the way. Just want to make that clear.
This is groundbreaking. This is,
I like it.
Like the first time anyone's played King Missile other than that song on anything.
They're probably
air.
Getting like pings that someone's playing their stuff on Spotify finally.
Rob,
like,
get this
hit
guy
number
the show
one.
Yeah.
Well, they have more albums.
Use your microphone, boys.
They have more albums. That don't hurt. Please. Why could they heard it in a normal register at this time.
They have a Rhino High Five Best Of. It's like their five best tracks.
All right, let's hit their five best.
I would love it if Detachable Penis is not on there.
Oh, I was going to say it's all five.
Did you ever, you remember that band Power Station? And they had The Heat Is On.
Uh-huh.
And they had a box set in the 90s. A box set, okay? With like five albums of like greatest hits. Uh-huh. And The Heat Is On. It's not on it. The one song that anyone knows Power Station.
You're probably over it.
I guess, but it's like a best of, though.
It's raining fireballs and boulders and radioactive debris. All right, this isn't as funny. Rob tilted his head back to cram some chips in and his headphones fell off.
There's like 83 bags of chips on this table.
Yeah.
Popcorn, fucking jalapeno poppers.
Can you play the next song?
There's four because you finished three of them already.
Oh, this
sounds
familiar?
No.
This is something.
Never heard of
it. Wow, you're such a gatekeeper,
Sid. I haven't
like
either.
One of those, like, 90s grunge songs. Which song is it?
I know what you're talking about. It's like
what's that sound?
I
have to shut up.
Does it sound like Blind Melon?
Can you play the beginning again? What if every song was like Detachable or something else? Like you start singing about Detachable Stromboli or something. Detachable Kubliach.
Detachable
Olivier. I really feel like we don't need to be playing Collective Soul.
Listen, we've played Ja Rule and Metallica on this song.
We can play whatever
show.
We want. I just wanted to confirm.
Yeah.
It was reminding me of something.
Collective Soul. Never got that. They were really popular.
Oh, anyway, that song was ubiquitous.
Everywhere.
You
were their song.
What else was another?
Thankfully, I can't remember, but I know they had a few like massive hits. But I never knew a single person who was into that band.
I mean, I kind of didn't hate that song. But... Let's see another. See if I can jog my memory here. That's Shrine, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's this piece of garbage here? Oh, I remember. I think those are the two. That's it.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Are they still together? Do they like play down the bears and shit?
They just put out a live album, so
oh
yeah.
Oh my god. Like, who goes to the Collective Soul show? Who are the opening acts?
Probably like better than Ezra Tonic, the Verve pipe. That really is 7 Mary 3.
How do you know that? Okay. Like,
these are the Spotify related.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought they really tore with those.
Each six? Each six on that bill?
Let's look at the concert.
What's each six doing?
We're too far down the rabbit hole
here.
Yeah.
So much shitty, shitty music.
That's a drop.
Well, that could be the tagline for. All right, I'll stop talking.
Thank you, Sid.
Figured I'd head off tomorrow's G-Chat conversation at the past.
How come everybody talks on G-Chat, but nobody talks to me?
You're never signed in. You never have the green dot next to your name, so I just took you off my list.
You eliminated me from your list because
yeah.
I never signed in?
Yeah. Why are you taking up space if you're never there? Like, and I know half the time you are signed in and it's just like ghost mode or whatever, but
no,
that means you don't want people talking to you, so you're welcome.
I'm too paranoid to sign into my work email because I know that like IT can go on my computer at any time.
Oh, really?
And I just feel very...
But then when you're at home?
When I'm at home, I'm usually like in bed eating ice cream, watching TV, and like just kind of decompressing.
Noah, you are like watched shows on Sid's DVR. He just cleans you right.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's exactly.
Totally.
It's the truth. I'm the same way with my friends list. I look it up. I look it over like every week, and if I haven't talked to you in like more than a few weeks, then I just you're gone.
I believe that's what's that? Insanity. Yeah, that's insane. That's insane.
It's removing clutter.
No fat.
Is it?
No
yeah.
fat. What kind of clutter?
My
well, where is the clutter?
I don't need I don't need a list so long that I have to scroll to see all the names. Let me just have like the 7 or 8 that I actually talk to on there, and who else do I need?
All right,
what's
the
point?
I'm just going to text you more because I don't want you to delete my phone number from your phone.
No, I would not do that. We text each other quite often, so that's fine.
But he would if you didn't do that.
Yeah.
Do you also go through your Twitter followings to see who to unfollow every
I
week?
Do, but not as frequently. That's maybe like once a year.
You do a Twitter audit.
How come they get more leeway than me, one of your closest friends?
Because it's not – I don't have to see the running list of all the people I follow. It's just a number in the corner. I don't care about that. That's not taking up space in my
– Now, when you get up to a certain number on Twitter, you're like, oh, I'm following too many people. Like, I need to unfollow.
No, it's not that.
For me, it's 666. I'm up to 666. I'm staying
so
there.
So cliche, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm staying there.
I'm surprised you went past 420.
It's a challenge.
Yeah. I follow like 70-something people.
It's a challenge.
I can't even imagine following 600.
Are you still following me?
Yeah. Of course. I follow people I know.
That's at Bland Injection, who's really Sid.
That's me. You're at Noah Injection.
Who's really Noah.
Right.
And Rob is at Rob Injection.
That's true.
And Darren, maybe one day he'll get on Twitter.
Yeah, no.
So,
do we have a listener?
Danger Escape Plan writes, Sid's keeping up his MySpace top 8 to this day. To this day.
I actually made it a top 6.
Yeah,
it was two of the 8 were Tom, so it doesn't count.
We do have some email.
Okay.
We got a happy Purim from Israel. Israeli guy says, hello. He says, hello to Dress Up Darren, Rashan Rav, Shushan Sid, and Naara Betula Noah.
What?
I don't even know.
He couldn't even get a Hebrew word for me. I got to be dressed up for Purim. Hebrew word that starts with a fucking D, for God's sake.
Dreidel?
Dreidel. Okay. Well, that's Hanukkah, though.
Yeah. Tefillin?
Rashan? Shushan? Naara? I have no idea what that means. That is not Hebrew.
You just said like an evil spell.
Yeah. It's a trick.
Cursed now.
I'm
actually
shrinking.
All of these words are like the name of the company that he runs, and he just wanted you to say it sexually, so he's just going to edit those parts. Dress up! Rashan, Shushan, and Naara. Well, thank you, Israeli guy. Happy Purim to you as well. What is I always forget. What is
the
Purim?
Halloween?
Afikoman.
It's like a pre-Passover, right?
Yeah. Isn't everything pre-Passover, Rob?
No.
It's
Purim, right?
Yeah.
Purim is like the Halloween.
Yeah, that's what
yeah well, that's not really what it is. That's just.
Well, like, what is it?
It's
like,
from
from
Haman.
Haman.
Of ECW?
No, Heyman, not Paul Heyman, the evil
Could
king.
Did you say it like a Jerry Lewis voice?
Heyman! Nice Heyman! You killed the Jews with the thing. And then, like, Queen Esther stopped him or something. That's the Humintashen, you know, those little cookies.
Yes.
Oh,
would you right. be able to respect a queen named Esther?
No.
I don't think I'd be able to respect that's not a queenly name.
Why
just,
not?
I don't know.
I just think of Aunt Esther from San Francisco.
That was a queen.
You fish eye fool.
Yeah, anyway. the what are those things called? The triangle ones? What is it called?
Humintashen.
Yeah, they're it's like his ear, isn't it?
No, it's his hat. It's Heyman. Heyman's hat.
Humintashen.
It's not Heyman's ear?
No, it's his hat. That's what Heyman did. It's shaped like little hats. It was the guy that wanted to kill all the Jews.
Now, is
times.
The schmutz in the middle like blood? Is this supposed to be his blood?
I think it's just the cookie needed the schmutz, so it's like it's just culinary liberties taken with the cookie. Because hats don't have that. So.
Well, I think the original one is like dates and
how long is this show for, Trent?
Sorry. It's the same riff, too. Like, come on, change it up, bro.
No, there's a part where he goes crazy.
No noodling.
I think we passed that part.
Yeah,
he goes. Yeah.
That's when he went and bought a fucking shofar. That's when he went crazy.
He does a little Miles Davis in there somewhere.
I want to call our listener who quit high school to be a shofar musician to call and tell us how that works out. Enough of these people who quit school for guitar. Give me a shofar drop.
I'm so lucky that my guitar teacher was always like, don't pursue music as your profession.
But come back next week for a lesson.
Yeah.
For a lesson, yeah.
I want that money. Get out of
Keep
here.
Keep it in your life, but don't. It's a really hard career
this is
path.
It's like the 8th week in a row you've called out your guitar teacher. What's going on there?
What do you mean called him out?
Just you've referenced him multiple weeks in a row after not talking to
him. Is he paying for these live reads?
Yeah.
This anonymous guitar teacher who you're not really promoting?
You went to see him? Oh.
I did. Rob did not.
I've seen him.
Oh, did you too?
Yeah, like in the past. I've been going to him for like 20 years or something.
No, but I mean like to see him perform.
Yeah, I've seen him perform.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Put my time in.
Oh, you're the worst.
He does.
Well, he's an old man now.
You don't know how he describes you, Sid.
He couldn't see me through his cataract.
No. Can I see
maybe
he had one of those stem cell surgeries. That's what's going on.
Oh, he has macular degeneration.
Probably.
Can I see a picture of this Alta Chacha?
I might have one on my Facebook page for a long time.
How old
now.
Is he? For real.
I'm not sure. I mean, he's got to be in his 60s.
Oh, wow. He was in his 60s when you were born.
He was in his 60s in the 60s.
Yeah.
What do I mean? He's one of my, like,
he
best
looks like
mentors.
A specific actor, but I can't remember the actor's name. I have to find it.
I have so many of my good qualities because of him.
Andy Serkis and Lord
William
of the Rings.
Hickey. Do you know who William Hickey is there?
Who's William Hickey? Can I see what he
looks like? Hold on. Let me find an appropriate picture.
I'm just Googling it. William Hickey.
This guy.
Oh, my God. That guy's 110 years old.
Oh, Sid, really?
Yeah. You're not saying no. He looks like good old dead Bill Hickey.
Shut up. Here. He's basically...
Here's a better picture of him, Noah. Right, Rob? You've seen the guy.
Oh, the guy's in Pritzy's Honor.
I know exactly who he is.
He's in a million things.
The guy in the middle. This is from a couple of years ago.
Okay. I don't think he looks like Bill Hickey, honestly.
That's from like that's from like 20 years ago at least. Noah, don't...
It's Noah's in the photo.
No, she's not.
She's a baby.
Yeah. It's your pregnant mom standing next to him, which raises a whole lot of other questions.
Is she a good guitar player?
Papa Noah?
I love my guitar player.
Rob, I don't want your opinion. I want Rob's opinion. Is he a good guitar
yeah,
player?
I liked it.
It's good. You know, it's like elevator music. It's like boring new
Well, he's not going to have a proper review of jazz. He doesn't understand the nuance.
You don't, yeah, like you don't get it, man.
Yeah, Sid.
You don't get
it. You get the
high level jazz.
But
just having like a deeper understanding of music.
He was performing at a restaurant in Staten Island.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, I would love for him to get more gigs, but, you know, he's an older guy.
You are music, Sid. You don't get it.
You just don't get it.
This is too, like, distorted and edgy. For this guy,
That's what it is.
I am so grateful to have him in my life. And I know that one day he's going to die, but I don't know.
I'm so grateful.
Are you in his will?
Probably. Probably. He has no kids. And
you leave your
Wawa
pedal?
No, he has a 335 and a bunch of other really
gorgeous. What's a 335?
Gorgeous,
it's a Interstate.
It's a Gibson jazz guitar that's really classic.
I see.
And he has a bunch of like really expensive guitars that were made for him by luthiers.
What guitar do you play, Noah?
She doesn't really play guitar anymore.
I don't really play as much as I do.
But when you do your guitar,
right? Godin. I have a Godin.
The fuck is that?
Okay. Exactly. So don't ask me because you don't know what I'm talking about.
Is that
about.
Like a Mesa Boogie?
No.
Damn.
What?
Amp.
No, no, sorry.
I have a
he
line.
Testing you.
Amp.
Okay, you know what an amp is, Noah.
I just like I have no money to spend on nice guitars.
So it's just like a small guitar, like an obscure guitar.
Godin? No, no,
no. It's a big one.
It's a big one. They're Canadian. They make really, really great guitars. I have that. I have a Jackson. I have a Dean.
No. Oh.
And I had a Ibanez, but I got rid of it.
Pawned it for weed.
I guess you can say that. I used the money probably to buy weed off of Rob.
Fair.
I think Godins are just outdated now. I have a Mesa Boogie that I have. I've been practicing on.
Well, they also make guitars, Noah.
Yeah,
just letting
know
you know.
That.
No, they don't.
Well,
they're getting into the game.
Maybe you just don't know enough about guitars.
Check Gear Gods. They have all the posts.
Yeah, I guess you didn't see the new Mesa Boogie line. At NAMM on Gear God.
Because you didn't invite me to NAMM.
I just feel all the footage is on GearGods.net.
The only reporter that you have who actually plays and studies guitar, and you don't invite them to NAMM to cover the guitar section.
Yes, Sid.
Wait, am I the reporter or am I the one not inviting the reporter? That could be both.
Would you report on NAMM for us, Sid?
Sure.
Okay, so Mesa Boogie.
It would just be a video of me in my apartment saying, "Who gives a fuck?" And that's the end of the video. Saved you a lot of money on booking flights.
That's the whole report, though?
Yeah.
But people do
I don't
give
care
a fuck.
Goddamn man, cause fat fucking, who gives a fuck?
There we go. Yeah. I outsourced my review.
Who gives a fuck?
Signed, Sid.
Hey, we have a very important question in the chat.
Uh-oh.
From Cunt Punter.
Oh.
Whatever happened to the chat regulars, Super Nintendo Chalmers, Pizza Destroyer, Leroy, Campion, and Deuterino?
I don't think they listen live anymore.
Deuterino is here on occasion.
Leroy's here.
Leroy was there earlier. He probably left work.
They're on the West Coast, so yeah, they're just
Super Nintendo Chalmers. He engages with the Facebook page,
yeah,
but
and
he
so
doesn't
does
go online.
Deuterino and Leroy. So if you three of
and
those
Pizza
five.
Destroyer. Pizza Destroyer commented yesterday on our
really?
Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing.
Who is he? I missed that. Where?
He's,
which post?
He wrote Pizza Preserver.
Oh.
Yeah, if you miss those five people for them, you can see by following our Facebook page. They're always in there. Facebook.com/Metal Injection Livecast.
So they're in there under their real names, so some of them you wouldn't know it was them unless
you know.
So just post and ask, and then they'll probably answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We got another email. Hey, Livecast, it's lovely. I know Noah delivered the Virtue Signal Valentines.
And Rob left his here, and
oh,
I have
Rob.
It for you. Take it home.
Thank you. That I sent out, and I just wanted to know what y'all thought about them.
It was fantastic.
Very nice. Thoughtful. I thought it was very sweet, and I enjoyed your virtue. I don't know what that was. And then,
virtue signal.
Fun fact, my birthday is this month, and I recently learned that I share my birthday with Jeff Walker of Carcass.
Wow.
What are the odds?
One in
365. Those are the odds. Do you guys have interesting people with whom you share a birthday?
Hank Greenberg, the baseball player.
Brian May of Queen, I believe, has the same birthday as me.
Selma Hayek.
Mm. Mother Earth.
What?
Earth Day is my birthday.
Oh.
Isn't your birthday also Hitler's birthday?
I think, wait, he wasn't 420?
Yeah, he's 420.
Oh, okay. Hitler's death day?
He died 2 days after he was born?
If only.
Let's see who else. Yeah, anyone I know. Paul Revere. Oh,
interesting.
Mark Chestnut. Betsy Ross.
The actor.
Any famous? Oh, Keanu Reeves has a Terry Bradshaw, very reputable. Mark Harmon, of course.
Mm.
Cat Williams.
Oh, no. Look me up, Rob.
Do me, do me.
Okay, I'll do me.
Robert Shapiro, famed lawyer.
Oh. As played by John Travolta.
I don't know any of these people.
Wow, Vern Troyer. That's my birthday.
Mini-me. Jack Nicholson.
You don't know Jack Nicholson?
No, I know him. He's the only one from this list. Now I got a virus notification.
Uh-oh. Happy birthday.
Just Google it. Google says it. You're July 19th, right?
Yes. Oh, look, what a sweetheart. Remember
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, okay. I don't think I knew that one.
And then MMA superstar John Jones from the UFC.
Okay. Sita is the most famous celebrity. So far.
Of course, Jared Padalecki from Gilmore Girls, the first boyfriend.
Oh, God. Ugh.
Oh, Gary Johnson, the political candidate, yeah, for president.
Oh,
Vladimir Lenin.
Vladimir Putin.
And Jason Pierre-Paul. So
wait, is that yours or mine?
My birthday.
Okay.
For you is all Sid. Topher Grace.
Oh, my God. Muhammad, his birthday was April 22nd. Is this
what? The fuck? How do they know that? Lizzie Borden.
Really?
Yeah.
The band?
No.
Was I right about Brian May?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Maya Angelou on there? Do I have the same birthday as Maya Angelou?
I don't see Maya. I see LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And Vladimir Mayakovsky.
Rick
Vitaly Klitschko.
Did you renounce your birthday if Vladimir Putin had it?
Why?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
And let him win.
Oh, Jim Norton.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Nancy Carell. Stuart Scott.
Rest in peace.
Lisa Lampanelli. Malavika.
I like Lisa Lampanelli.
She's all right.
The one note act.
If, yeah, if you took away the jokes about, hey, I like fucking black guys, she would have no act left.
Right. Well, I feel
doesn't
like
do that anymore.
Really?
And she, yeah, like, she doesn't. Who's Marshawn Lynch?
Football player.
He has my birthday.
Okay.
Fascinating. Or do you have his birthday? So I hope that answers your question.
Did you all see, because we were talking about movie stars, you all see Black Panther?
Oh, no, yeah, we're going this weekend.
Oh,
okay.
Me
I guess we can't
see
talk
it on
about
Sunday.
It.
Did you see it?
Yeah, we saw it.
Did you like it?
I liked it. I had, just minor complaints about it. Overall, it was really entertaining.
No white people?
No, there were white people in it. There were, basically every white person in it is a criminal. But there's one white person who's on the good side.
Okay.
But he's, a confused, bumbling idiot, but he winds up doing something good.
All right.
For the good people.
Charles Mingus has my birthday. I'm sorry. I'm obsessed with this right now.
Speaking of confused, bumbling idiots.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Alex Jones was accused of endlessly leering at women while shirtless at InfoWars. So two former employees. Let me just burp. Got a little burp and give me a sec.
That's vulgarity.
Two former employees of Alex Jones, who runs the infamous InfoWars, are alleging a culture of sexual harassment, racism, and other discrimination at InfoWars. I'm shocked.
Yeah, knowing Alex Jones and his integrity, it's very hard for me to process this right now.
The hard thing to process is that he ever hired people that would be offended by any of that stuff.
True.
How do you get a job there and have issue with any of those things?
Yeah.
So these two people filed a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission.
Yeah, right. The part where he said Obama files his devil horns down to be president, that's okay.
Yeah.
But him saying something about my breasts.
Just say it with your shirt on, sir. come on. It's a bridge too far.
So this one PA claims she was groped by Jones, that she received unfair pay, benefits, and travel accommodation, and that co-workers' comments about her skin color and hairstyle and created
a... What was her skin color?
Well, I'm guessing it was probably black, but the article doesn't... Oh, yeah, it does say she's a black woman.
A black woman worked for InfoWars? Was there literally no other internship available?
She says that he was touching her butt, and he said to others in the office, "Who wouldn't want a black wife?"
Yeah.
Oh.
Black woman.
And then she says that
I'm
it was
coming.
It was my opinion that it was his intention to see if he could groom me for sexual exploitation. And then she, this is seriously one sentence better than the next. Alex often spent his time shirtless and endlessly leering with or without a shirt at female guests and employees while creating a disgusting, hostile environment.
Now, can I just say, as someone, I can contribute knowledge on this because I am married to a beautiful woman of color who is not, she's not black, but she's a woman of color. I would not let her within 500 yards of Alex Jones.
Yes.
I don't.
Because she's a woman of color.
Yes.
Or?
Well, because she's a human being. First,
oh,
I
yeah.
also feel like you would never marry a person who would ever have any interest in working with Alex Jones, so it would not be an issue.
I would throw my body in between the two of them before any of this happens.
So,
wow.
Would you be wearing a shirt or not when you did that?
It depends what she wants.
This is all disinformation.
Well, what if we had to do that like alpha male drum circle thing where I have to go shirtless to combat him?
And he just like pounds on his chest like an ape.
So that was why
I want to say inappropriate things to your wife, not on my watch, motherfucker. Well, I took plenty of male vitality pills. You better watch who you're talking to.
Talk about sex, talk about pee-pee.
I love how he's so proper with that.
Pee-pee.
So there was a second guy, a second person, a male. His name is Rob Jacobson.
This can't be true. Alex Jones molested a man?
He didn't molest a man.
Oh.
He worked at InfoWars for 13 years until he was fired and says that he was called names like, quote, the Jewish individual, the resident Jew, and my favorite, Jacobson, which is wow.
Well, you can say that his name was Jacobson, right?
Yeah,
his real name.
Rob Jacobson is his real name.
So he called him Jacobson, meaning like that's what those like alt-right people call Jews Yakubs, right?
Do they?
I think that's the joke there.
Oh, that's even worse.
That's the joke, so to speak.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was just like he's being condescending.
I know Hoteps call him that, like, you know, the black, like, militant, like, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know what the proper
term is. But they just call
is.
White people that, not Jews specifically.
No, I think Jews are, Yakub
really?
Means Jew. And I think, like, alt-writers picked that up as a meme.
Oh, lovely. And then he says, my employer also inserted my face onto the photo of a Hasidic Jewish man and circulated the picture around the office.
After he got fired, this was?
He didn't clarify. But that to me, like, I just imagine Alex Jones at the photocopier or like at the printer.
He had the black intern girl do that. He made her
being so proud of his Photoshop work of putting like,
Alex Jones has never opened the Photoshop program on his computer in his life. He does not know how Photoshop works. I'm telling you,
he thinks
people do this.
And he thinks the Photoshop is like where you take your film to get developed.
Yeah.
Hey, black girl, run down to Kinko's and get these cock pictures done.
Oh, no.
She's fine with it until it was her. Then she had a problem.
Jacobson also alleges he was called homophobic slurs. The example they give is beefcake. And Jones even allowed his friend, Shane Steiner, to display gay pornography on Jacobson's computer. These guys are like, they have the brains of like college freshmen. Like, let's get some gay porn on his. Let's make his homepage gay.com. Get all those pop-up ads.
How much worse would it have had to be for this guy to not stay there for 13 years? And then he got fired. He didn't even leave after 13 years. He would have just kept working there.
And then Jones gave a lengthy, exasperated denial to the Daily Mail. I'm not going to talk about former employees, Jones said, before going on to talk at length about his former employees.
I'm
going to
take the high road.
I mean, nobody accuses me of stuff like that. No, no. And in fact, I'm not the type of person to say those kind of things. So that's why my feelings are hurt. Wow. That's all I can say. It's total bullshit. Wow. That and 8 other paragraphs is all I can say.
Extended message.
Change his babe of the day to cock of the day. It's hilarious.
Rob, would you have interned at InfoWars in your youth if they had an opening?
Never.
You would not even to sabotage them?
I am not a saboteur.
Oh, okay.
No, I wouldn't be able to handle it. I wouldn't. I can't. I can't do it. I interned at New York One for 6 months, and I couldn't do it. I remember that.
Why? New York One is the best. I love
New York
One.
Just a boring internship. Just wasn't working for me.
You get to hang out with George Whipple?
The only internship I enjoyed actually was Roadrunner, but that was more like a real job because it wasn't an internship. It was just an unpaid job.
Oh. What's the difference?
Well, like with the internship, I was just sitting around and then just making photocopies. Like I wasn't doing anything fun. There was one time
you
I went
jack off in the
into
office?
The field. I was not checking the
fire his ass!
I went into the field for a report. And funny enough, it was at the Atlantic Center Mall when it was just opening. And it was like half done. And anytime I'm in there now, I'm always just like, it's just this very gentrified part of Brooklyn, for those of you who don't live here. I'm always just reminded of like being there when it was just opening and what a dump the area was.
It was not gentrified yet.
And now it's like the nicest.
Yeah. Well,
way too expensive to live there.
I kind of liked it better when it was quote unquote dumpier. It's kind of shitty now.
Mm. Yeah, it lacks character. It's just like anything else.
There should be a happy medium. Like, you know, like I feel like there's no money put into these neighborhoods, so they get shitty. But they have a charm to them, appears when the gentrification takes over.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree.
Can we play this video that Sid sent? The Utah House of Representatives made a rap video about how a bill becomes a law.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited for this.
Everything about this video is awful except one thing, and I'll let you guys figure out what that one thing is.
I purposely didn't listen to this.
But you need it's a visual thing that makes that redeems this.
What? It's the Fresh Prince?
Now, this is a story all about how
our bill gets flipped into a law.
I'd like to take a minute and just sit right there.
I'll tell you how a bill becomes law. This is by Shane Bear.
The other guy didn't even try to rhyme. You know, most of them don't.
In a legislator's mind, an idea is ready.
And the law book is where...
Can we go back for a second? Because that sounded like El Duderino. Is El Duderino a Utah representative?
He has the vocal fry.
In a legislator's mind, an idea is ready.
In the law book is where they spend most of their day.
Drafting out, maxing out, hearts are relaxing, all cool.
And I'll introduce some bills inside of House chambers.
This song is already three verses ahead of where they are now.
And I feel like the audio for this is terrible. Like, everyone's like at a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he could have like mixed it and then put the audio back on.
Could we just admit though that the text of the lyrics is fantastic because it's in Comic Sans font?
Yeah. No, that makes it even worse.
But the problem though is it's in Comic Sans bold.
It's a bold song, man.
I will say one thing. This is the first time in history that Comic Sans was the least embarrassing thing about
this. Thank you.
Couple of guys start reviewing the bill.
Are they making changes in committee on the Hill?
They may get in one little fight, but it's just because they care.
They say we're moving this bill back to the floor, and we'll argue it there.
He made 0.0% effort. Like,
you're not allowed to have rhythm in Utah. It's against the law.
You got to wrap this part. No, I won't. Yeah, no. I'm just going to read off the paper.
Guilty of being white.
Yeah, every last one of them. Whiter than white. Lily white.
Yeah.
There. Speaker Hughes whistles for a vote, and the answer is clear.
And the bill passes and goes over the Senate to hear.
If it passes the Senate, then the bill is probably fair.
You thought it was law, but it's just not quite there.
It goes up to the governor to determine his fate.
And if it's good, Herbert might
like.
She is two bars ahead of the song.
Right,
she
worked so hard on that part, and they didn't bother to sync it up to the part of the song where I move up to the. They didn't even bother to get it in the song.
Everyone but her barely put an effort.
Play her part again. Can you get to that?
Yeah, yeah.
quite there.
It goes up to the governor to determine his fate.
And if it's good, Herbert might even...
I love that you hear it, the part right after she says it. Like, she's like, right after.
Signing it later.
Look at that bill. It's finally there.
Sitting as law, ready to be declared.
They're so proud of
you. Yeah. The kids are going to like it, they thought.
They are wrong. White people who don't rap, don't rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Oh, my God.
They attacked DJ Jazzy Jeff and tweeted, would love your thoughts on this homage.
No.
He did not. Homage. Burn it. That would be my...
Wow, first comment. Shockingly, their use of Comic Sans is the least painful thing. In this video.
I swear to God. I did not see that.
No.
Wait, what handle is that? Because maybe Derek is actually on Twitter.
No. Craig Bellinson. Just a quinky dink. Somebody, CPAC Chopper tweeted in response, is this a Tim and Eric sketch or are we just actually in hell now?
Both.
Yeah. I would say Tim and Eric's mockery of production skills are better production skills than those. That was just, it reminds me of the AWA wrestle rap or the wrestle rock.
Oh my God.
Rock rumble.
Yeah. Because it's like everyone's off the meter.
So
something from
this is Jim Resnick, and I'm here to say we've got the greatest wrestlers in the AWA. But you're not here to listen to me mumble. Let's fill you in on the Wrestle Rock Rumble. Get on!
Get on!
Get on, baby!
It's amazing that, like, Super Bowl Shuffle was popular that year, probably. So whoever was running Vern Gagne was like, we need to do a version of that.
And the Super Bowl Shuffle was horrible, too.
What
was the Super Bowl Shuffle?
It was the Chicago Bears in 1985 before they won the Super Bowl. They recorded a rap song about winning the Super Bowl.
And also, the thing about it, too, is I'm sure if you're, like, a hip-hop fan back in that era, like, you were cringing because this was, like, diluting what your art form is to the most stereotypical, silly, like simplest.
I never thought that's what I always thought this was done. Like, what's the word I'm looking for? I feel like they did this
like
to show anyone can do it, and it was sort of like a subtle dig at hip hop.
Yeah, that's what.
Really?
Yeah,
it's like, it's just fucking talking over music. You know, it's like I feel like they
the song, like, my name is something, and I'm here to say is. Instant white guy.
But a lot of hip-hop was that back
but
then.
But by that point, no. I feel by that point, it moved on from that.
This is like 1988.
Yeah, 80. By 88, no one's doing my name.
So
it's
wait, they
on
did
here,
a direct Super Bowl Shuffle ripoff 3 years later?
I might be wrong.
Holy shit, that's weird.
I could be wrong.
With the Midnight Rockers showing in the morning. We love to wrestle. We love this party.
Okay.
You don't have to work. We're not going to fumble because we'll be shaking the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
By the way, that was Party 290
with Shawn Michaels.
We're not going to fumble because we'll be shaking the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Ow!
Ow!
Wrestle Rock. I'm the shit. That's not funny. I got my army a lot of money. It's gone in
that
way. I make him come back. He be sorry. I did the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
Wrestle Rock. Be there.
I'm Jerry Blackwell. I want to see. I want to get my hands on that pencil neck key. Cause I watch the EDF fumble. I'm going to make my splash in the Wrestle